Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Cat Talk Podcast, where we divide into the unique experiences and challenges that shape our lives. Today, we are talking about something many of us have whispers about, the so-called graduation curse. Is it just a superstition, or could there be some truth to it? And on the flip side, could graduation be more of a blessing, opening the door to endless opportunities? Join us as we unpack the fears, hopes, and myths surrounding graduation. Explore how these beliefs impact us and discuss ways to embrace this milestone with confidence and positivity. Let's turn this uncertainty to empowerment.
Graduation superstitions, particularly the belief that graduating students are more prone to accidents, are commonly mentioned in Filipino culture, especially by the elders. These superstitions often suggest that graduates should avoid risky activities like traveling or vacations to stay safe. While the origin of this belief is unclear, they remain a part of Filipino traditions. Isn't it time we explore this topic? Let us hear opinions from my classmates.
You guys ever heard the sayings people mention every time someone is graduating?
Often heard this, especially from the elderly. They say that when you are a graduating student, you're more likely to have accidents.
According to the elders, graduating students are said to be prone to accidents, so they should avoid vacations like going to the beach. Why do the elders have this belief? I personally love to go out, but nothing ever happens to me, so I don't believe in such superstitions.
Yes, the older ones say that when someone is graduating, something bad will happen to them, but there's no exact explanation about it.
Do you guys actually believe in it?
I don't believe in this saying because there is no evidence that when you are graduating student, you will be approached by trouble. Maybe this is just being said to avoid the frequent wandering of students that can affect their study, and maybe to give more focus on students they study, especially the graduating student.
Me too. I don't believe in that superstition because if something happens, then it happens. As they say that anything happens for a reason, right?
You know what? I actually do believe in it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with believing this superstitious, right?
Are there studies or notable example that support or refute them?
There are no scientific explanations about this matter. But when I tried to look it up on Google, someone said that in the Philippines, there are a lot of myths and superstitions that are hard to explain. And one of them is the graduation myth. But Filipinos believe that it won't do us any harm to follow them.
Actually, I have never heard of the evidence about this superstitious. However, I still believe in it since these sayings keep graduating students safe from harm.
I have yet to find any studies that support this saying to be true, but there are still people who believe about the graduation myth. Have you guys encountered or witnessed these superstitions?
I have a friend who experienced this. Would you like me to tell you about it? When we were grade 10, my friend was invited to Davilat, a place with a dangerous road. My friend tried to bike down the slope of the road, thinking he could do it. But then he ended up having an accident while biking straight down. This incident happened just before our graduation, but thankfully, he survived.
I have no experience regarding this, but I heard one story. During the graduation practice of my brother in elementary school, his friend was captured in the picture with half of his body. When other people saw it, they said that he should bury the clothes that he's wearing in the picture because something bad might happen to him. Fortunately, nothing happened to him and he was able to graduate with his classmates.
Many people are skeptical about the superstition but recognize that it is a part of the Filipino culture and traditions. Some believe it has a practical purpose, encouraging graduating students to be more careful. Others see it as a harmless tradition that reflects country's rich cultural heritage.
Do you believe we could potentially become victims of this so-called graduation curses since we are graduating? How can we avoid or counter such beliefs?
No, because there is no factual evidence about this. If ever something happens before graduation, maybe it happened by chance or it was meant to happen. Because they also say that everything that happens has a purpose. Also, it's normal to feel some fear or worry when you are a graduating student, as this is a step to an end and a new beginning where you will face challenges to achieve your goals in life and succeed. And I think we can avoid this belief or saying by having a positive mindset and focusing on what is true.
I don't believe that we can fall victim of this curse because there is no solid evidence that it is true, but we cannot avoid bad events such as accidents because these scenarios happen anywhere or at any time.
Even though graduation curses are just superstitions and aren't real, we should always think positive. Just focus on the good things about graduating and your future. And always be logical. Remind yourself that these curses have no proof. And set clear goals to feel more in control of your future. And lastly, spend time with supportive friends who uplift you. Believing in yourself and staying positive will help you move past these ideas and enjoy your success.
In conclusion, opinions are mixed. Some think that superstitions act as a helpful reminder to stay safe, while others see it as just a myth. Pakat na lang nun. Wait lang. In conclusion, opinions are mixed. Some think that the superstition acts as a helpful reminder to stay safe, while others see it as just a myth. Regardless of their beliefs, everyone agrees that such superstition remain a strong part of the Filipino culture.